There is no holy one like the Lord, no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. And that's from 1 Samuel 2:2. And I will continue with my sermon, such as it is. This was Hannah, and she was a married woman, and she was barren. That means she couldn't have any kids. And she went to the temple and she prayed to God that she could have a child, that she could have a child. And things were different then. It was important for women to have their children. It's not that quite true nowadays. But anyhow, she said to the Lord that if she had a child, that it would be a Nazarite. A Nazarite is dedicated to the Lord's service and has certain rules that separate him. I think they were all men, from ordinary people. She promised that if the Lord gave her a child, it would be given to the Lord. When she was born, she took him to the temple and gave him to Eli, the priest, and Eli raised him. This child was Samuel. How many women would give her baby to live separate from her? I think that that this impressed me, that she did that, and I wonder how she could do it. I don't want to give up any of my children, even though sometimes it's rocky. I admire her dedication to the Lord, and I've been flabbergasted by what she did. But that's all I'm going to say about her. I'm going to use he here because this is the Old Testament, and the masculine pronoun is what they used. What does it mean to say God is the rock of my salvation? In most Old Testament references, God is not called a rock, but the rock. He's not just a source of strength and protection, but their only strength. He was their only hope and their only refuge. In their wars, in their wars, when the Israelites had to flee, they would hide in caves and mountains. Often rocks and crevices were also a good place to build fortifications. And so I think that's one of the reasons why the rock is the rock. God communicates in story and metaphor. And so many of the references to God in the scriptures are metaphors. Here are some. First, in 1 Samuel 2:2, Samuel quoted David, which I think I may have gotten that wrong because David came a long time after Samuel. But the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge. In Deuteronomy 32:4, Moses himself said, "The rock, his work is perfect, and all his ways are just. A faithful God without deceit, just and upright is he." So where does this all leave us? Why did I go through all those rock quotes? Because they still apply. God is our rock and our savior. When we trust in God, we will find strength, courage, and help and hope in his strength and the shelter of his love. David also said that God is his savior. In Psalm 67:2, David declares, "For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall never be shaken." I think we think a little bit differently about God in the Psalms now than they did in the Old Testament. But I think that it's, and I've seen commentators who said that they were not thinking of Jesus, that they didn't know anything about Jesus when they said that. And I think that's kind of, I don't think that's right. I think it's baloney. because these people were connected with God, and Jesus and God, to me, are the same person. So therefore, they may not have known the word Jesus, but they were talking about the same God. David said something about a fortress. Well, yes, in those times, fortresses were built from rocks, so the connection is clear. Again, what does this mean to us? In this time of the COVID-19 virus, we need higher levels. We need more support than usual. The papers keep on saying that the doctors are finding such higher level of stress and depression among people because of the virus. People don't have access to their normal supports. They can't visit with their old friends. It's a wonderful thing that many people can work from home to keep from the virus from spreading, but that also means that they can't get the normal interactions they have with people in the office, the coffee shops and restaurants. The people you say hi to as you pass on the street or stop by to talk by the mailbox. For many people, their lives feel like they're wading through mud. Some people say that the salvation or the deliverance mentioned in the Old Testament passages only means the ordinary physical salvation, the deliverance from the wrath of a foreign invader, or even from everyday things like tripping and falling. Now, again, I say that's baloney. They had their fortress and they knew that God was their fortress. And I don't believe that when David talks about salvation, he's just talking about physical salvation. He is certainly, I mean, it's obvious when you go through the Psalms and read what he wrote. He said, thank you for saving me from my enemies, or please save me from my enemies. So he was talking about that regular salvation. But I'm sure that he also considered God to be his salvation, and that God was with him and God was supporting him and keeping him going. We have our fortress to keep us from swirling down the drain ourselves. We can ask God for help. We can keep our membership in God's kingdom to help us. If we are willing to surrender to God's direction for our lives, we will find ourselves going in a different direction than we could obtain otherwise. Now, just the last word. The New Testament doesn't say as much about the old rocks, but here it's there. In 1 Corinthians 10, 1 to 4, Paul says, I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that our ancestors were all under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food and drank the same spiritual drink, for they drank from the same spiritual rock that followed them. The rock is Christ. Now it's time for us to have our open worship, and that means that you can speak with God silently if you want, or you can, if you think that God is giving you a message to give to the rest of us, you can speak. And if you're going to speak, unmute yourself.